MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 26, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Topsfield officials fined by State Ethics Commission. Groundbreaking for new Lynn Park. New public safety buildings in Peabody and Rockport.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, it's the Agganis All-Star football game to be played tonight at Manning Field in Lynn at 6. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you. Sun and clouds today, mid to upper 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:36 p.m. Paul Layton is reporting in today's Salem News that two former members of the Topsfield Parks and Cemeteries Commission used their official town positions to buy cemetery plots at a substantial discount, according to the State Ethics Commission. Stephen Massiz and Robert Benjamin bought up an undeveloped section of the town's Pine Grove Cemetery with the intention of creating the Massiz family block and the Benjamin family block. The pair ended up getting several burial plots for well under the $1,000 per plot cost the town was charging at the time. The State Ethics Commission announced Tuesday Massiz and Benjamin signed agreements admitting the violations and paid $14,000 and $6,000, respectively, for violating the state's conflict of interest law. They also paid an additional $25,000 and $4,800 for the burial plots. On Tuesday, the transformation of 30 acres of Lynn waterfront property began with the groundbreaking of the Lynn Harbor Park. Bob Delholm, the CEO of the Charter Development Company, speaking on the project that began in 2016.
So much of the work that Charter does is where the land meets the water to mitigate impacts of climate change and deliver resilient and sustainable solutions for communities to enjoy for decades to come. When Charter Development first acquired these parcels along the Lynn waterfront, we knew we had a unique opportunity to make a transformative and generational impact. Beyond remediation and cleaning up the parcels and designing a fortified green space, we really wanted to deliver an active and impactful community space accessible to all. It became clear early on that the city-level vision of planning and intentional investment, paired with dedicated and collaborative leadership at the city and state level, we had a unique opportunity to really deliver a new park that is foundational to the next chapter of Lynn. From the beginning, it's been very transparent and collaborative in nature at all levels of government and from the private sector. I also want to recognize National Grid, represented here today by Jim McGaw, who was really instrumental early in the process in terms of transacting on these parcels and unlocking the opportunity that we're looking at today. Now that we are here celebrating an important milestone, the capping of the landfill is nearly complete and the construction of the park is underway. Today we will place the final tree of our first planting season as we transform over 30 acres of underutilized former industrial land into a vibrant public space that will not only beautify the city but also serve as a catalyst for economic revitalization. A unique trait of this project is the environmental public-private partnership. Together we took a landfill that was threatening to collapse into the harbor, meaning the loss of this land and contaminants entering the spectacular waterfront and waterway. We've been able to fund complete remediation of the property within our control that now protects the coastline and creates a new signature public park that will serve the community for generations.
Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson spoke of the transformation of the previous landscape to its new vision.
What you are seeing is truly a transformation. This was a landfill. It was waste, and it's being transformed into something beautiful. Back to nature in a lot of ways. And what was a barrier, literally a barrier, cutting us off from the waterfront, is now an invitation to our entire community to come down here and enjoy this breathtaking view. And we have aspirations as a community, and what was a detriment to those prospects is now an impetus for investment. We see some of our partners here who are building all around us. And from an environmental perspective, it was a liability. There was a threat to our natural world that's now a centerpiece of our strategy to protect it. Truly a transformation.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. The entire ceremony can be viewed at lynntv.org. Stephen Hagen is reporting in the Gloucester Times work on Rockport's new public works facility is essentially on budget, but behind schedule by about 1 month, according to the head of the DPW Facility Building Committee. A December to January time frame for completion of the project is contemplated by officials, according to committee chairperson Bruce Reed. Last Friday, he expected to have more information about the timeline for construction with a few days, make that within a few days, and by Tuesday, Reed said he was less concerned about delays to the project. The city of Peabody is getting a new public safety building that will include both police and fire administration headquarters. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos explains.
The mayor and the city council and every other city official kind of gathered on Thursday during the heat wave outside at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the parking lot. It was a good event, but a hot one. They had a groundbreaking for the new public safety building that's going to be built in Peabody right behind where the current police station is on Allen's Lane, right next to the middle school. It's actually the same campus as the middle school. So this is a really exciting project for the city since it's going to combine the police department with the fire administration headquarters. So they're not going to have a full-fledged fire station there, but the chief and his administrative staff will be there too. So it's kind of creating a centralized emergency response building, which is really important, as we know, for coordinating when there is emergencies. So it's a $69.2 million project that's already been approved. It's bond orders and it's gone through the city council and is nearly unanimous. There's one vote against it, but mostly just for the location of it. But yeah, that should be, the construction is going to wrap up by fall 2026, I believe. I don't know the third number. It is fall 2026.
That's Salem News reporter Caroline Enos. And Jim Sullivan is reporting today's Newburyport Daily News that parents were notified by email Monday that the Newburyport High School Athletic Department will be run by an interim director for the foreseeable future after the principal announced the resignation of Kyle Hosden. Principal Andrew Wolf said in the email that Hosden resigned effective immediately for personal reasons. More sports coming up with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Blue Jays scored 7 runs in the third inning and went on to beat the Red Sox 9-4 last night at Fenway Park. The series is scheduled to resume tonight at 7:10. The 62nd Agganis All-Star Football Game will be played tonight at Manning Field with kickoff at 6. Congratulations to all the student-athletes in all the sports, their coaches, and the Agganis Committee for showcasing these athletes this past week, raising scholarship funds and keeping the memory of Harry Agganis alive. Again, tonight's kickoff for the football game, 6 p.m. at Manning Field. Beverly High School has a new field hockey coach. Phil Stacy of the Salem News reports that Danielle Hartford will be taking over from Trish Murphy. Hartford is a science teacher at Beverly High and played field hockey at Salem State and Brockton High School. This week, the Salem News Sports Writers Podcast, we looked back at the entire 2023-24 school year for a few highlights. Phil Stacy mentioned 3 memorable state titles: Danvers Cross Country, Marblehead Boys Hockey, and, of course, prep ice hockey.
Danvers boys cross country won the state title after finishing second a year ago by a single point. They kind of made it their mission to get back and complete the job this time, and they did so. I want to say off the top of my head, they had four guys in the top 12 runners to win Division II. So that was pretty memorable for them in the fall. Two I was at on the same day, St. Patrick's Day, the state hockey finals. You had Marblehead complete that ridiculous run from going 0-6 to winning the state title. In the process, they knocked out the third seed, the second seed, and the first seed in back-to-back-to-back games. They were a heavy underdog against Nauset, but got an early goal from Noah Feingold and held on for that win. They won 1-0. Shutout victory for the Headers, their second state title. And then later that night, you had St. John's Prep winning its second state title in 3 years, controversial fashion with a goal supposedly after the light went on, but counted on the ice for Johnny Teague. So Prep wins again, 3-2 over Winchester. Those were two pretty exciting games in the winter, I would say.
Phil Stacy of the Salem News. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Wednesday. This is MSONewsports.com. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.